Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody up here with me? They might have snapped and ran though. But I did clearly hear, you know, that noise. I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
You will get cut, people. Good morning and welcome to the lunch with the Ginger and the Corey. Where are the sandwiches? Where are the sandwiches? Pass the sandwiches.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm over here sending out the link.
Now, see,
people. There we go.
Yes. See now.
Ginger and Corey's already threatening to cut people.
We're about 4 minutes in, 2-3 minutes in.
Yeah. I know. How Corey, cutting people, man. Already. Now, why am I hearing an echo? I hear myself.
I got no idea.
Do you have me open on a window somewhere?
That might be me with the. Well, no, I have it muted. I was gonna say it might be me with our Twitch, but it's not me this time. Let me pop it out. All right.
So
I didn't get to play anything yesterday.
I played a Murder in the Morning, which, you know, people should have seen. It's up on our Facebook. It's up on the website. It's up on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I should have watched it.
And it goes live to the company today because I did not get to grab it last night. Ginger got me involved in the clothes making. I was making a lovely dress.
Right? I know. And then most of last night was spent with two of my friends playing ATV. And we were tearing it up. All right, we were getting torn up sometimes, but that's beyond the point. There are videos. There's like 4 hours worth of ATV videos up.
Did you see my picture of the mermaid?
No. What mermaid? What mermaid?
I logged into the NCI Beach and there was a mermaid. And I'm very afraid of mermaids, I must say. I'm very
glad. Oh, that's right. You told me you were.
I'm ever they're evil. They look pretty, but they have a fish tail, and they stay in the water. Mm-hmm. I don't trust them.
They're evil, they have a fish tail, and they stay in the water. Well, that's right, and they eat people.
They do eat people.
Most people don't realize this. Mermaids eat people.
They do. And I used to swear, like those of you who've never been to NASA here in Texas, they have, it's down in what's called Clear Lake. There's a lot of water and lakes and things. And they have a park where they have some of the shuttles and things in the park, you know, and and play shuttles for the kids to play on. But there was a dock there. And, of course, my parents loved to go there because, you know, they could fish and then they get the fish and cook it. You don't want to do that now, though, pollution. But back then, get the fish and they'd barbecue and they have barbecue and they got fish, they're grilling, all this stuff. And they'd always try to get me to go out into one of the docks and I'd be like, no, because there is mermaids down there. I swear
mermaids.
Of course, my mother tried to inject logic. Mermaids would live in ocean. This is not the ocean. This is the lake. Mm-mm. There's a mermaid down there. Mm-mm. I know. She's waiting.
You don't know. It may have been brought in. Maybe somebody captured it and set it loose for like...
See? That's what I said.
We have piranhas and those other little bitey fish in our lakes there, so why not?
That's right. That's what I said. She says, it's not possible. They live in salt water. That's not... It's a mermaid. I see it down there. Look at that.
It could be. And when you dry them off, they have legs. So it could walk there.
That's what I said. And I said, look. I said, see that down there waving? That's mermaid hair. It's like that seaweed. Seaweed? See, seaweed would be in the sea. This is a lake. There's a mermaid in there. See? That's proof. Nothing.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
You go look at our Facebook page. As soon as I get to NCI Beach, I turn around and see this mermaid floating, and I'm like, oh, no! Then I had to take her picture because it was kind of funny. She really did scare me. It's hard to scare me.
Poor Corey.
As soon as I raised it, I turned around, and there she was floating. I'm sorry. No.
I love our Corey.
Mermaids are evil.
They are evil.
Y'all know I'm right.
I agree.
Y'all know I'm right. All right.
Something. Hey, cat, stop it.
I'm going first today because I have to go. Baby Nature is out on spring break this week, and I had to wait until she went into the other room so I could do this story because she's a huge monster. Right. See, I'm going to be talking low when I do it. It's a Monster High game. It's a Nintendo 3DS version of Monster High Skulltimate Roller Maze video game. You're supposed to be able to join it with existing versions for the Wii and a Nintendo DS. It's based on the brand that has become a worldwide phenomenon and is everywhere, girls, today, including the new Nintendo 3DS platform. Monster High Skulltimate Roller Maze is an action-packed racing game that challenges players to compete on multiple courses right from their favorite Monster High episodes and peeking.
I was hoping I could pop that video out. But
it won't let you. Yeah. I think that's just their website. It is going for about $30 for those of you who have little girls that like Monster High. It's rated E. Mm-hmm. They said, on your mark, get set, scream. So you get to...
Yay!
Your players get to choose their favorite Monster High character, and each has their own unique abilities, and you can assemble a team of your friends to skate through the crypts of Monster High. I like this roller derby. I always loved me some roller derby when I was little. Any other little girl like that? Oh, my God. Yeah. I always wanted to do it. Just elbow me some chick in the eye. But anyway, it's complete with two new additional tracks for the 3DS game. They said it's supposed to be very unique. Some unique gameplay modes. It's supposed to keep racing spirited, plus multiple difficulty settings to match a player's skull level. Gamers can collect power-ups, avoid monstrous obstacles, scream past their competition, and use each character's special ability to win the race and bring home the victory. They said, of course, stay tuned. They're going to have some other Monster High things coming out. No, they don't. Yeah, well, maybe they're going to. I'm not sure. This kind of reads weird. Anyway, they said go ahead and go over and check it out. It's MonsterHighVideoGame.com, or you can go to their Facebook of the company that created it, Little Orbit Games. And I'm still talking low because, you know, she could pop back in here. It's like she knows. She knows. And she's a huge Monster High fan.
Uh-oh.
Let me just tell you, she's a purist, by the way. I'm so proud of her for being a purist. You know, they have the Monster High dolls that do things like howl. And they have, well, I think the the one that where the skull lights up inside the doll is kind of cool, but she doesn't. She's like, I don't need it to howl or light up. I want my doll just to be a doll. Okay? I like the wigs they have, but I don't want it making noise. I was like, okay.
She's so cute.
This is and she said the word, this is a gimmick, and I don't want it. Okay.
Smart little kid.
Yeah. Well, it makes it difficult because I thought it was cool. I wanted the one that lit up. Anybody want to get her for me? She makes the electrical sound. She's like me. Yes, I wanted her.
Wow. So you can't get it because, you know, your little one doesn't want it.
Oh, well, yeah, I can get it. But the point being is, you know, I want somebody else to get it for me. Hello. Good morning to you, Tim Hunt. Thank you for the retweet.
Good morning, Tim Hunt. Where do I recognize your name?
Tim Hunt is a lovely, lovely, lovely friend of ours. He's also on our Google Plus. It's probably where you know him from. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tim be awesome. He's in a, I like his. You ever been to his Tumblr blog? He's a designer and art director. Of somewhere in Duluth. Anyway, remember, I think we were teasing him a couple months ago about how cold it was, and I like his vlogs. The sarcasm is my superpower. We love you, Tim. And he's
right.
And he's a geek. Okay, anyway, I'm all random today. Ginger, stop me from rambling.
Okay, all right, I will stop you from rambling. First things first, not so much a news story as just a public announcement, warning system announcement. Anyways, all right, so several of my hey, what are you doing, over on Facebook have shared with me this little link that says beta your Xbox 720 or something. Share this and you will be picked or possibly picked by Microsoft to beta the Xbox 720. All right, first people, Microsoft has no way, none, of being able to go Facebook to Facebook to be able to pick out somebody. It's just not possible. And two, as Corey pointed out when I mentioned this to her, it's a hack. People are trying to steal your information. What the hell are you doing? Don't do this! So, people, if you get this little invite, delete it. Do not give these people your information. Because they ask for you to put in your name and your email address and stuff like that. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of the Nigerian prince scam is what it is.
You know, I had an actual scammer call my telephone yesterday. I meant to tell you about this. I forgot about that.
Oh, what did they say? How'd you do? Did you get him?
Well, God, I wish I had, man. I would have gotten a flipping baseball bat. But no, I got a phone call originally, and it was, what was it? Somebody that they called and not thinking. I answered my phone. This is so-and-so. Can I help you? And they hung up. And I was like, okay, well, not 2 minutes later, a phone call from almost the exact same number called back. And this time, hi, is so-and-so home? This is her. This is she. Oh, we'd like to talk to you about your computer. Did you know your computer's been hacked? I'm here to help you. I was like, no, you're talking the wrong for this. Let me tell you, ain't nobody hacked my computer. You are a scam, and I'm going to tell you, I'm on the no-call list. So if you call here again, I'm calling the cops.
Well, that's a scam that's been going around for a long time. That one, it gets a lot of the older people, and some of you younger ones, which I don't understand. You grew up in an age of internet, so you know that this is not possible, that you know, that somebody should be calling you or that Microsoft would call you. So for those of you who don't know, unless you work at Microsoft, you are friends with somebody that works at Microsoft, or you are Bill Gates, Microsoft will never call you, ever, and say, oh, we've been watching your computer, it's a virus. We don't live in that age yet. You got about 30 more years before they start doing that. We noticed your computer was infected, and, you know, we call to help cut off, you know, your. That's about 30 years out, honey, 30 to 40, maybe 50, 60 years out before they start doing stuff like that, you know, where they're monitoring you that tight. And we don't really want them monitoring that tight, actually, because, you know, I might be looking at my porn, and I don't need you telling me, by the way, that picture you just downloaded has a virus in it. No. So you all need to. It's ridiculous, you know. And there's people that I've been hearing been being taken for $300 and $400. They let somebody onto their computer remotely. You don't know who's calling you.
No, you don't. People don't do this. This is just.
Yeah, so they how it basically works is you went somewhere to some site, you clicked on something, they got a little bit of your information, they basically got your phone number because you put it in. Maybe they were watching you. They call you up and they tell you, by the way, that site you just visited, blah blah blah, you know, and it has a virus. You're gonna have to let me come onto your computer so that I can fix it for you. And they say, okay, I need about $30-$40, and you say, okay, you pay them. They come on your computer, they install the virus, they leave you, you turn off your computer, you come back, it's locked up, you can't get in unless you pay them another $400.
Wow.
People, be smart. Nobody's calling you from Microsoft. Nobody's monitoring your computer except for your antivirus and you. So stop being stupid. Stop it.
I know. And it was like, really? Are y'all going to try to pull this on me? You know who I am.
Some people get taken. And what you should have done, Ginger, was like, hey, so really, let me go ahead and give you this credit card number and just make up one.
Yeah. And that's what I was looking at. I went and researched this number. It was like, what was it? It was, hold on. I will find it. So people, if y'all get this phone number, do not answer it, for one.
It'll say something research, something computer carriers, all kinds of.
Yeah, but this one was unique in the telephone number. It was, oh, darn, where is it? It was totally backwards. It was 876-54321 or something like that was the number.
Yep.
And,
that's fake. You know that's fake.
Oh, 987-654-3210 was the number that they called from. So completely counts backwards. So don't answer it if that's what it was. But I had realized it, you know, when I answer my phone, you know, I automatically give my name. It's common courtesy, you're supposed to, but that's exactly what they use, because then they had my name and they turned right back around and called back from a slightly different number and tried to use that against me. And I was like, no, I'm not that stupid. Not that stupid. So anyways, people,
Anonymous, I think I just found your next target. Why don't you get those people, really?
All right, well, that one was not really a news story, so can I do a news story?
That was an exclusive news story. I disagree, but yes, please do another one.
Okay. Angry Birds. Angry Birds, and now it's an Angry Ginger. Angry Birds cartoons head for TV screens. Oh, God, that's right. They're invading our TV screens. The maker of Angry Birds are launching a cartoon series this weekend, expanding further beyond its highly addictive games and a bid to expand into entertainment and merchandising. Rovio, I'm going to lose my voice. Rovio, the company behind the popular mobile app game Angry Birds, said the cartoons will feature adventures of birds that appear in its games. Angry Birds tunes can be downloaded through on-demand service and will also air on television channels such as Fox 8 in Australia, ANTV in Indonesia, Cartoon Network in India, and MTV3 Junery and MTV3 in Finland. Rovio has expanded into merchandising and licensing in the past few years, and its colorful round bird characters are sold as stuffed animals and appear on everything from T-shirts to soda cans. Yay! Oh, my God. It also has a 3D animated film planned for release in 2016. Stop, people. Stop. They're going to burn people out of their game. So by 2016, when that movie comes out, nobody's going to go see it. It's going to have been a waste of money.
Kids will see it because they like Angry Birds. Did I give you? Oh, yeah, I did. I gave you that already. Okay. I do like my Angry Birds. I'm trying not to play the Star Wars because it has the same Candy Crush Saga effect on me. The Star Wars, and I will not lie to you.
Not playing.
When he pulls out the lightsaber, it's all over for me. I hear that sound vroom, and I'm like, ah, yes! Yes! Luke Birdwalker. Cut him up, Luke Birdwalker. Okay, anyway, yeah, me and Angry Birds Star Wars have a bad love affair. It's bad. I love it just deep. And anyway.
Really?
She
likes it deep.
It's time to talk about God.
You said it first.
I did not sound like it. You did.
You did too.
It's time to talk about Cartuga.
Tortuga.
Yes.
Tortuga.
I got to get into Tortuga for about 3 minutes a couple weeks ago. 3 minutes. And then Ginger started talking to me, and Snow pulled me one way. Then Ural was asking for something. Blaster was texting me. All of y'all were after me at that one time. It's like y'all knew I was about to have some fun and said no.
No. How dare you say no? All right, well, I've got your trailer pulled up.
All right. So Tortuga has released their skill tree system. Tortuga. You can pick from three classes at the beginning of the game to determine an overarching play style, engineer, protector, destroyer. We've told you about this before. You were like, yeah, I likes it. I likes it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's your engineer. That should be
beautiful.
It is lovely. It is rather lovely. Now, after climbing the nest, I'm trying not to look at the water. I'm trying to breathe. Don't draw my attention to the water. Okay, so after climbing to the next level, skill points. Parents is how the part would say it.
So glad that's not just me that does that. Words just like mix.
Skill parts. All right.
You can your head and talk at the same time, so words just like merge.
Yes. Just because my brain is way faster than my mouth. As quickly as I speak, the brain is going about 10 times faster. Skill points, parts, we're going to say it like pirates, are awarded to unlock abilities freely within the tree. Each class brings with it a unique skill tree. The engineer, of course, breaks off into three subclasses with various types of abilities, which is Tinker, Atlanticus, and Boymaster. Atlanticus aids in healing friendly units. Tinker specializes in debuffing enemy skills, and Boyomaster attacks individual enemies or accelerates allied units. The Protector is the strongest class in the defense, with a skill tree divided into Bulwark, a heavy defender, which is nearly unsinkable, Wrangler, which counts on melee skills like Feel My Pain, I like that, and can always be found on the front line, and Suppressor, a slightly less armored subclass, but features the precise and deadly Watery Gray skill. The Destroyer possesses Raider, Ravager, and Brawler. The Raider is nimble and highly maneuverable in contrast to the Ravager, and has aimed shot, focusing mainly on distance shooting. The Brawler is the melee of the Destroyer builds. With its fiery shield and rapid fire.
Sexy pirate.
Yeah, he is kind of hot. Man. Anyway, he's a destroyer. Okay, this subclass has the ability to create some real chaos. The Destroyer, which is the one we just saw, he looks like he could. Rawr. Tortuga players have the possibility to reset the entire skill tree and put the tree. Why can't I talk today? And put the earned points into other abilities, allowing changes very quickly. So you can play with your friends and be the healer one time and then be the tank and so on and so forth, because that's what these are. The key is to find that perfect mix of speed and ruggedness, attack and defense that suits each pirate style of play. Tortuga begins by choosing one of three customizable classes of ships to sail through a series of quests and missions. Recently, they've announced that players can already try out two PvP modes in closed beta, Domination, a variation of Class, King of the Hill, and Destruction, a mode where a bomb has to be detonated in the enemy's enemy team's base, next to four PvP maps. Five areas of the large open world of Tortuga are accessible, enabling players to counter NPCs and solve various quests in between PvP matches. It looks lovely.
It looks like fun.
I am not a PvP girl, though. I need to be able to do a little bit of both. I don't mind, you know, if I run across somebody and, you know, they want to rumble.
No, it's me. I'm all like, oh, hey, look, it's Mark. Let's go.
Yeah, Ginger's kind of the...
Sean Bowman.
I can't even call you a tank. You're kind of the crazy... They need a new class. What is it? What do they call it?
Run in head first and die horribly?
What's the other word for crazy? Berserker. Ginger's a berserker.
Yeah.
Ginger's a berserker tank. She goes in.
It's smart, so let's get it.
And there is the quotable for the day.
And I know. And seriously, y'all missed it. We had an event for Fallen Earth, what, a year ago? 2 years ago. A year and a half ago. Anyways, a while ago, where we got our own personalized rocket launcher. Thank you. Boy, I'm awake. I'm trying to smoke all myself today. But anyways, and this guy runs by and he's marked, and we're supposed to be having an event. We've got the GMs there. We're standing on top of a
burned out bus.
School bus. A burned out bus. We are waiting for them to spawn the zombies, and this guy walks by marked. Minding his own business. I'm like, oh, did I kill him? And not thinking, Snow's like, oh, yeah, sure, go ahead. And she's, you know, she's just being silly, and I do it. I kill him. And then that starts an all-out brawl. Screw the zombies is one huge PvP fight. It was just...
Oh, you missed you missed when I was, you know, showing ZQ around the farm. What is it? I forget the farm. You know the farm. And
yeah.
This guy comes up, and he keeps trying to kill my horse and everything, and he's trying to stab me. So I stood there for a while, and then I reached back and pull out, you know, our rocket launcher. And it was a bunch of people standing around, of course, and when I pulled it out, you could hear the sound. And I pulled it out, and everybody was like, scattered. They scattered, and he's like, hey, where'd you get that? Hey, don't shoot me. I was like,
man, I could have used a rocket launcher yesterday. We were trying to drop off some stuff that we've stolen. And an APB, folks, APB.
I love the conversations.
These people had pulled up a cement truck into the entranceway of the drop-off to where you could not get in. So me and the people I was with decided, we're going to take cars, and we're going to start ramming this thing because we can't move it. It's the biggest car in there. And try blowing it up. And we never were able to get it completely destroyed. But they had to leave a couple of times to go repair their cement truck because... We were definitely causing some damage.
Was it cops or was it other bad guys?
It was other bad guys just being trolls. They were just blocking the drop off.
They weren't being trolls. You know, in APB, it's every thief for themselves.
No, well, you know, I could have said that if they were, you know, dropping off stuff themselves. And no, they were just blocking it so that we couldn't use the easiest drop off. They were going to try to make us go all the way across town to a drop off that's not as easy.
That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to make it easy for them so they can get in and out, not you.
That's true.
Like the one I told you he helped me kill the cop and then shot me. You don't remember when I told you that he helped me kill the cop and then he shot me and took my drugs? I was like, what the?
Oh, God, I hope I got it on video because I had my little rapier. I got it, I don't know what kind of car it's supposed to be in real life, but literally two-seater rapier.
Porsche.
gorgeous little hot rod, two-seater. And it's silver, it's mirrored. If you've seen Justin Bieber's car that everybody's talking about, it's all mirrored. My car looks like that inside APB.
Ooh.
I didn't realize until after I got it. So it wasn't, it's just a coincidence. Just a coincidence.
Ooh.
But anyways, I went and just hauled butt towards this truck that's sitting there in the entranceway, blocked. And I hit that ramp at the entrance, and it actually launches me in the air. And there's a little bitty gap between the top of the door, or the bottom of the door, I guess, and where that cement truck stops.
Mm-hmm.
And my car fit through there perfectly. I was able to fly over them and inside. It was great.
And it skid to the side, because that's when it's stylish. You got to skid to the side.
No, not so much. It ended up flipping, but hey, it's all right.
I need to get in there. I need to run some people over, just because.
Yeah, we're going to play later, so hey.
I'm all about some chaos. I don't have any rhyme or reason. I don't want your drugs. I punch my old ladies. I'm a petty thief. I steal the jewelry. I punch them. I take the jewelry. But I don't have any desires to do anything, you know, big. But I do like to run people over. Just,
no,
you know.
We were trying to make some money because Belle's needed some new weapons. She's a noob on that account. So
I just like to flip some people over the car, you know.
Yeah, right?
That's the fun part.
Where's my money? I saw you working that corner. Where's my money?
Better have my money.
Don't make me go upside your face.
I can't play those songs during the day, but you know. We have one on the board. Maybe I'll play it later on in the night. All right.
So it's my turn. My bad.
Hurry,
we're getting all...
This is what we were supposed to be doing last night.
I know, right? All right, so Activision adds in-game purchases to Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Activision will add in-game purchases in its popular action game Call of Duty Black Ops 2 tomorrow. The announcement was made by Activision community manager Dan Amrich on his One of Swords blog. Amrich says that players will notice on March 13th new micro-items, the pre-order bonus map, Nuketown 2025. Stop playing that map! Will also be made available for free tomorrow. This content contains either personal customizations or nice little luxuries that I've seen players request. None of them affect gameplay, but they are small, specific ways to enhance your online experience. Full information will be available at callofduty.com tomorrow. Some of the content you can buy beginning tomorrow includes personalization packs for weapons, including targeting reticules, weapon camos, and you beeped me and I left my place. And a special player calling card. These will come in sets and will cost 160 Microsoft points each. You know, these Microsoft points that they're supposedly getting rid of. Other in-game content includes Nuketown Zombies, 400 Microsoft points, 10 additional creator class slots, 160 Microsoft points, and Flags of the World calling card packs for 80 Microsoft points. He also notes that these little baubles are optional and won't change the actual gameplay. Okay, he also says that these micro items will be coming to other platforms soon, and that when he knows the date, he'll post about it. So, hey, more stuff for you to spend your money on. And seriously, stop playing Nuketown. I hate that map. Hate that map. Ooh, I hate that map.
All right. I've got two for you, actually. Don't put up that one that I just sent you just yet.
Okay.
I got some other juicy to share with you. Those of you who love use some code will be happy to know. Microsoft has released 22 pieces of sample code for Kinect for Windows under an open source license to encourage feedback and faster updates. They said they're releasing samples under Apache 2.0. Are we still on Apache 2.0? God, it's been like 5-6 years now. Update time. But anyway, it's under Apache 2.0 license so that you can take the code and reuse and remix, etc. They said they're also using a Git repository, so it's easy to clone and fork it if you want. And if you don't know what any of those terms mean, you probably clone and fork it if you want. And if you don't know what those terms mean, it means you probably should not be coding anyway. It's up on their blog, authored by Kinect Ninja Ben Lower. I think I've met you once before, Ben. Not sure. The samples are available also on CodePlex in C# and C++ and Visual Basic. It's exciting times for Microsoft at Kinect. Craig Mundy, who's a senior advisor to the CEO at Microsoft, recently spoke about aspirations to include a smaller version of the device in tablets and laptops, while the latest rumors around the next Microsoft gaming console suggest it will feature a significantly improved Kinect camera. I can't think of anything to do with that Kinect camera. You know, usually when somebody says they're releasing code, I get excited. I can think of, you know, several things. Well, there's interactive porn, but they won't let that happen. Oh, wait a minute. It's open source. Oh, wait. It's on Windows. Oh, wait. Yes, we could.
Nice. Interactive porn.
All right. Yeah. Which guy?
I'm excited on that.
Look, which guy wants to do the mocap for that for us?
Must be this long.
Oh, God.
My bad.
All right, throw up my night, Asian, and we go from that to this. Wrong. All right, for those of you who want to play Night Age, they've announced a variety of exciting events just in time for Easter. Through April 5th, players who play Night Age can engage in four. I don't see nothing, Ginger. Ginger?
Yes?
I don't see nothing. You didn't put on the Age page.
My bad. There you go. It's up.
Players in Night Age can engage in four great events.
I'm there for a second. That was fun.
Including a riding race, an Easter egg dress-up, bunny capture, and surprise present delivery. For all of the detailed information, new and returning players can visit joymax.com/Night Age. The race is you can race as fast as a win for a chance to win one-of-a-kind rider's training flag. This fast-paced event will test the player's mount riding skills as they must race without any support from Poupée. I don't know what Poupée is. or formations as well. What's more, Night Age will give out special prizes for the more times a rider comes in first during this particular event. Additionally, every hour during the event period, surprise presents will appear in your inventory. What will be inside? You must check every hour after you play to find out. The bunnies and the Poupée are coming. To welcome in Easter, Night Age will also reward 20 random players for reaching level 20, 30, or 40 with Easter bunny or Poupée symbols. Players are invited to spend the Easter season capturing little bunnies along with their favorite Poupée. And when I catch one of those little bunnies in Salem. Anyway, lastly, the Easter egg dress-up Facebook event will challenge players to create their very own Easter eggs using a Poupée egg. Players will use a Poupée egg image provided on Night Age's official Facebook page to create a one-of-a-kind masterpiece. First, second, and third place winners will be rewarded with unlimited unique Kurion, unique Taksha, and unique red eyes. Players can upload my own Easter egg and receive a Mashimaro sack, including Mashimaro Poopa, and 10 magic dusts. I don't know what any of that stuff means, but those of you who play are probably...
Nice accent there.
Did I go into an accent again?
Yeah, you sounded like some kind of Eastern Oriental.
Well, I didn't even know. You can go over anyway to the official Night Age page to get yourself signed up. Don't know where it is? Go over to our Facebook page, Gamer Girls Radio, and see who we like today, because whoever I liked is who we're talking about.
Yay!
Have you played Night Age? Have you tried?
No. It's not one I've played yet, no.
I don't know, guys, if I want to play your Night Age. It's so, I'm not into this kind of anime.
It's not really. I played one similar to this a while back, and I can't remember. It started with an A.
They just don't do it for me.
Something or other.
Yeah, but that should not say that you all should not play. I hear it's a great game. It's just not my cup of tea. I will probably.
No, it's not everybody's.
Yeah, I will try it out at one point, but it doesn't look like my cup of tea or coffee in my case.
It's tea over here, though, this morning. I'm thinking maybe I should have tried coffee because, oh, my God.
Meryl?
Meryl. All right, so, you ready for some penguins versus Yeti?
Really?
Yay!
Really?
Josh and Smith, game design. Sorry, Josh and Karcher, game design today is pleased to introduce Penguin versus Yeti Gold Edition 1.0, an iOS version of its award-winning Windows game, where players control a snowboard riding penguin. The inventive side scroller challenges players to avoid or knock out the Yeti, aka the abominable. Yeah, I know, right? And defeat them, but yeah, I shouldn't even try these words when I'm this tired. I can't do them half the time when I'm not tired. And defeat them by raiding their caves and capturing their food supply of frozen fish. While negotiating obstacles and slipping through traps, players are simultaneously racing Zoltan, the vulture, to reach the end of the level with intuitive gameplay, 2-button controls, 30 racetrack stages, and 3 difficulty levels. The fast-paced game is filled with surprises. So we got a couple of highlights. Exciting combination of snowboard, racing, and platforming. Various ways to complete a stage add to long-term motivation. Yetis attack the penguin with giant snowballs and snowmobiles. Game automatically adjusts the race for maximum competition. Colorful ending screens and trophies to win. Force the invading Yetis to leave the penguin's Arctic homeland by cutting off their food supply.
Cut them off!
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I got all excited.
All right, so Zoltan the Vulture guards the Yeti's territory. You need to reach the end of the area, each area, before the Zoltan reaches the Dark Yeti. Most of the time, he slumbers on his throne, but if Zoltan awakens, he blocks your way and you'll be caught. Penguin vs. Yeti offers 3 difficulty stages. On each level, you are rewarded with a unique ending screen and a trophy once you complete the game. Okay, so it is for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. It requires iOS 5.0 or later. Universal app optimized for display on all iOS devices, and you need 14.3 megabytes. Yay! Oh, and it's $1.99 USD worldwide.
Rawr.
Just leave it to the App Store.
Rawr.
Oh, it is for iOS. Where else are they going to get it?
Rawr.
Rawr.
Rawr. I just want you to do it. She won't do it. Do it again, do it.
Rawr. I'm so tired. My voice is almost, like, gone this morning, so.
But she still sounds so cute. Rawr. All right. Samsung is doing something amazing today. Passaic City Schools and Samsung Electronics, if you're watching our Twitch TV, this is an exclusive to us. Thank you very much. You might want to pay attention. They've announced the deployment of Samsung's Chromebook 550 to all district students across grades 7 through 12 in a one-to-one computing program aimed at providing the district's educators and students
wow,
with technology.
How you doing?
Right. With the technology and resources needed to bridge the digital divide. In a phased deployment, Passaic City Schools is rolling out 5,000 of the innovative thin client laptop devices that operate on Google Chrome's operating system, making it the largest K-12 Chromebook deployment in the United States. And now the one-to-one initiative with Samsung Chromebooks is the culmination of many years of planning aimed at realizing our goal of narrowing the digital divide for our student population. That's from Superintendent Dr. Lawrence Everett. with access to Samsung Chromebooks every day and all day at school. Also, in their homes from later this year, Passaic students will now have much greater opportunities to obtain the 21st century skills that are so essential to success once they graduate or enter the workforce or college. Samsung believes in the potential for technology to transform the K-12 learning environment, and they said they're also focused on providing school districts with solutions to enhance student engagement and empower teachers. That's from Todd Pipe, who's the Senior Vice President at Samsung Electronics. Passaic City Schools is also an urban district. You're all, I'm going to cut you, is an urban district with 14,000.
Oh, no, you're all, run, you're all.
Located in northern New Jersey, just 12 miles from New York City. Also, all of the students in the district qualify for free and reduced lunch, and district surveys have found that up to 50% lack access to internet at home, far below state and national averages. Samsung Chromebooks provide a number of benefits for school districts, such as Passaic planning large one-to-one mm-hmm. computing programs. So there's lower cost to purchase these particular computers than at many traditional PCs, and they offer fully configured mobile devices. The new Samsung Chromebook is only $249. Also, always ready for learning, Samsung's Chromebook 550 boots in 7 seconds.
Wow, that's hot.
Wakes from sleep mode instantly just by opening the lid, and this means that they're up and running quickly, so this reduces class disruptions. It's also a computer that's supposed to take good care of itself. For an additional one-time fee of only $30 per device, Google provides schools with the ability to remotely manage the users, apps, and policies across the entire fleet of devices via a web-based console, as well as a 24/7 support directly from Google. They also reduced the reduce the total cost of ownership. A study by IDC showed that in comparison to a traditional PC, Chromebooks reduced the total ownership cost per device by up to $935 over a three-year period. That is flipping hot. Of course, they're saying in the past, if you were to deploy 5,000 laptops, you have to image them, keep off software updated, and perform maintenance on a regular basis, putting a significant strain on IT resources. And most schools don't have an IT department. Some of them are starting to now. But they've just made it really, really easy by doing whatever Chrome is doing. Google, you effing rock. Also, in preparation for this deployment, Passaic Schools has also undertaken an overhaul of its infrastructure. So they've made Wi-Fi available for the first time throughout all 16 schools. From fall 2013, students will also be able to take their Chromebooks home each day, and the district has plans to install directional access points on the roofs of its school buildings to provide internet for students who lack broadband at home. And what do we say to this? I am teary-eyed. I think it's a wonderful idea. It's about flipping time. Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting to see if they need to do this in a lot more schools. I think every school should do this. You have a lot more of the richer districts that are allowing the kids to take home iPads. I am all for this, and I love books. It's not that I don't like books, but textbooks. Mm-hmm. Textbooks are different than, you know, say reading, you know, To Kill a Mockingbird. It's you can't update them when things happen, and that's what the learning process should be, ongoing and updated, you know, almost immediately. You know, if something happened today historically, it should automatically be filtered in. You know, the teacher should be able to throw it into a lesson. So in having a computer there or something that can push these updates would be better than having a textbook. I think you should, at the beginning of the year, you check out this laptop, you tell the parents you got two options. We can put you on a pay-as-you-go, meaning when school year's done, your kid gets to keep this laptop and we'll still provide maintenance for as long as they're in high school. Or you pay us $10 a month or whatever you're going to pay, and same thing applies, but when you're done, you have to turn it back in. And if you don't, we're going to charge you anyway. It makes more sense. Every year you check out the laptop. You bring them in, you wipe them, you give them to the kids, you know, or they can leave their laptop there during the summer if you want them to. I mean, whatever. But there's I don't know. There's ways to do this, I think, that will work much better for our kids and keep them up to date, allow teacher interaction. I think they should be able to interact with their teacher at night. Maybe the teacher gets paid a little extra. You know, for this hour, I can do a quick tutorial for those who are having problems. I'm going to be on Skype or whatever thing from, you know, 8 to 9 tonight if you're having a problem with your math, and then I'll show you how to do the problem, and then that's it. Or pay somebody else to do that. They're the after-hours teacher. You know, some teacher's aide would love doing that. You know, I get paid for an hour, a couple of hours at night to come in and do tutorials via Skype with a, you know, something. We got to do something because our kids in America are falling behind. We got all this technology.
Yeah, they are.
We don't do nothing with it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what my brother did the other day that I just thought smack and love her. All right, so, anti-CISPA petition surpasses 100,000 signature threshold. The deadline for a petition submitted to the White House We the People site to stop the passage of the newest version of the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, CISPA, is March 15th, which is 2 days from now, but the petition has already passed the 100,000 signature threshold needed for the White House to recognize it. The petition expresses concerns that citizens and privacy groups have over the privacy implications of the bill, sponsored by Representatives Mike Rogers and Dutch Ruppersberger. Who wrote this? That makes sense. Anyways, the goal of the bill is to allow private sector entities to freely share data with government agencies at their discretion. But the bill offers no protection for citizens' privacy online. It requires no court order or judicial review, like a warrant to be required. And it gives those companies that share the data immunity from lawsuits. Yeah, boo. Very, 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 very big boo. At a glance, the law violates the Constitution on several fronts, including the right to free speech, the right to due process, and the right against unlawful seizure of property. The real question, and now that the petition has enough signatures for the White House to give it serious consideration, is how the administration will respond. The president has already issued an executive order dealing with cybersecurity, so he said that lawmakers need to finish the job. Unfortunately, members of the House are returning to the bill that is causing all the protests because it has not found a better way to address privacy and civil rights concerns. A better way to do it would be to tell these people to SDFU! Seriously, Adobe, I'm looking at you here, honey. Charging $6K for your programs? No wonder so many people steal it illegally.
Yeah.
Who of the regular everyday people has $6,000 for those?
There's only one way to get around getting Photoshop for cheap, and you have to go to school to get it because they give you a code and you don't pay $6.
Yeah, exactly.
But it really is ridiculous. How are you expecting people to be able to compete in the market when they have to have $6K? And the people that have, here's the funny part, people that have the $6K that can afford Photoshop don't know how to use it.
I know, right?
They buy it and they make stuff and you're like, what the hell is wrong with your eyes? Do you not see that?
Exactly. And all these people, a lot of people are picking it up. I'm saying a lot of people. The music industry, a lot of artists are picking it up to where they allow streaming of their music on sites, you know, where there's advertising, that kind of thing. So they kind of get paid that way. And at the same time, they're also dropping singles. So you're no longer making us pay the whole darn
CD if I don't want it.
CD, yeah.
And I like it. They're starting to learn to adapt instead of trying to hold on to the old
exactly.
ways, because it's not going to work. You have to adapt. Okay. Hello, Ginger?
I'm here. I was coughing.
I was like, what happened to the Ginger? She's gone. Oh, no. Run. Go. Okay, anyway.
I told you Ginger's going to lose her voice this morning. I'm trying not to.
You're going
to
be all right.
We have 13 minutes left. 13 minutes, and then I can lose my voice.
You can do it. You can do it. Ginger, I don't want you to go into the high register here. Remember that little game that we're happy to avoid because it's not in our country? Fishing joy?
Oh, crap. They brought it to the U.S., didn't they?
Nah, but they are making bukus cash. $6 million a month.
Are you kidding me?
No. None of it even came from us, because they would get that from us. Me and Ginger. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay. With an audience of 10 million DAUs, according to GI.biz this morning, Fishing Joy has earned $6.28 million in the last month, a 100% increase in just 2 months. Coco China attributes its success to a number of factors, specifically the introduction of carrier billing with China's three largest wireless operators. The company earns most of its revenue from Chinese Droid, which has a much larger share of the total market than iOS, thanks to the availability of affordable mobile hardware. Are you listening, Apple? Market conditions are generally favorable for Chinese mobile companies right now, as the country is in a period of rapid growth for device activations and app spending. Last month, China passed the U.S. as the world's largest smartphone market for the first time. and at a rate that caused Flory to suggest that it would retain the position for many years to come. So we just lost our lead, people.
Not good.
And I would tell you, I would play the hell out of some Fishing Joy if I could. They get some of my American money because it's fishing. I don't know why I love the digital fishing. I don't want anything to do with the real thing. I don't want to touch them. I don't want.
I know, right? I don't want to touch any of the icky, nasty stuff. No,
But I'm all about the lures. I know everything I need to know. See, these are things. Yeah, I need a lure. I need that lure because that lure is not going to do anything, and this lure is going to work. And this particular fish likes this lure.
Uh-huh.
You pull on the fish. You don't want to yank it up too hard. You just want to ease it up. You want to reel it in just a little bit. Your thing's going to snap.
I love our Corey. I love the Corey.
It's bad. Bad.
I was about to read that press release, but then I got to realizing there's only like 2 sentences to it. Let me find this other one. I think I found it. Yeah, okay. And this one has a fun little name anyways. Do software capture show.
Enjoyed.
Enjoyed. Yeah, okay. So play. Why aren't you playing? There we go. Go.com to bring the lively and comical cartoon style third person shooter Tata Blitz. Players can check out the new videos and be part of an early and exclusive pre-closed beta starting today. The go.com, I'm not even kidding you, a leading provider of online games I've never heard of before, today announced that it will bring a new and exciting free-to-play browser-based 2D third-person shooter to its platform with Tata Blitz. Tata Blitz. The new game is offered up in a lively and comical cartoon style and features a variety of interesting maps, characters, weapons, and much more. Tata Blitz offers a large collection of interesting maps with a lively comic style where players will experience its colorful and an interesting scenic world, from the magnificent Egyptian pyramids to Dracula's mysterious castle, a dark, foreboding swamp, and more are all waiting to be discovered. With 4 direction unlocking attacks, players can practice Tata Blitz combat in simple operation mode with 3 kinds of striking distance, including remote, middle range, and close range, and 3 kinds of damage modes, point, line, and plane, making the combat a challenge to master. Tata Blitz offers a variety of interesting weapons, including firearms, thrown, and close range weapons. Firearms are used for remote strike force and pistols, include pistols, machine guns, shotguns, rockets, and more. Thrown weapons are middle-range weapons with a striking force and include grenades, smoke, flank bricks, and even mobiles. Close-range weapons offer a melee strike force and include daggers, choppers, pipes, and even, oh yes, Corey's favorite weapon, a saucepan! Role-playing is always a fantasy gamer's, and Tata Blitz offers players a variety of custom suits, from the glamorous Cleopatra to a baseball player and R&B superstar, or even the Man in Black. Suits can take a player from fried to villain. Fried? I think I meant to say friend. Who wrote this? Friend to villain. And everything in between. And, oh yes, Tata Blitz! Yay!
All right. Yeah, run for your life.
I know, right? Run, and run again.
All right. We've got just a little bit more before I can take and share this with you before we have to go. Yes. Are you all ready for this?
There it is. Yes.
The Bethesda store for Skyrim is open. Yes. They said they're going to be adding to it regularly. You want to check it out at Beth, like short for Bethesda, blog.com.
You're thinking about going above ground.
They also have some new Skyrim-inspired Dragonborn statues that are available for purchase at gamingheads.com. Now, those are not cheap. $299 a piece, and it's only 1,000 pieces worldwide. So if you got the cash to collect all 1,000, I say go for it. But I don't. Mages that want to show off their destruction skills will want to check out this edition.
Oh my God, Jay! How in the hell did you find that?
Jesus.
Well, what were you searching for?
Yes. Okay. Also, being a mage, it adds an alternate arm that holds a fireball spell that illuminates and pulses like real fire. He's about 16 inches tall. That little wizard. Including the base, creating an extremely awe-inspiring presence for your collection. Can you click through some of them things there so they can see?
Okay, what am I clicking on? Here we go.
Click on some of their things.
I'm gone. There we go. The Dragonborn statue.
Yes.
That is pretty excellent.
He's about $100. You know what? I love Skyrim, but I tend not to get too bogged down in the stories in the game. I see a lot of, I have a lot of friends that are, you know, they're always saying, have you been over to this city and something's going on here? Did you find out about that story? And I'm like, no, I pretty much just roam and do my own thing. My favorite place is at, have you played Skyrim yet, Ginger?
I have. I rented it like the first weekend it came out.
Do you remember there's a part in the mountain, there's like a bridge going between these two mountains you have to cross over with this deep, deep chasm? Yeah, that's my favorite place to hole up. I'll stand there and wait because somebody always comes by, or there's always somebody standing there, and I go back there frequently so I can push people off the bridge or shoot them from afar or throw.
He's so nice.
I do. Hey, they had it coming. They shouldn't be on my bridge. It's my bridge. I wrote my name on it in fire. It says Corey. I burned it into the ground.
They're also selling sneakers, apparently.
Yeah, Vault 101. They've got to... I don't like those colors, by the way. I'll need to hire a fashion designer for that. Those are not two colors that go together unless you're from 1973. So don't do that, Bethesda. That's wrong. Those colors are wrong. That being said, I'm going to go right into Second Life and recreate them.
All right.
Like right now.
Love that shirt.
Right this second I'm headed in. Oh, gosh.
Right. Lair of the Virgin Eater.
Grognak shirt. I thought that was a bracelet down there. I was really excited when I saw Elder Scrolls Online Center for Beta. Is that a bracelet? Oh, that's not a bracelet.
I know, right? Oh, God, that'd be gorgeous. That'd be gorgeous. That would be...
Rawr.
Ooh, they do have a Mark of the Outsider pendant.
What? What?
There we go, and I'm blowing it up so you can see it. That thing is...
Oh, that'd be lovely. Oh, ho, ho. Oh, what's somebody for my birthday? Was you love me? Was you love me? That's so pretty. Does it have earrings?
I've not seen any earrings, so I was kind of looking to see if there were.
They need some help over there. Y'all need to know what to make for the girls, because we'll
that's what I was about to say. I don't think a lot of these are exactly aimed at girls. I mean, that's the only girl thing that I've actually seen. So
I have a women apparel area, but it's just mostly T-shirts. They need to get some women in there, because if you made like that Mark of the Outsider, if it was a clutch that was like that, you know, where you actually hold it big in your man. I would have that everywhere. I'd have it in my hand everywhere I went. I just, every day.
Yeah.
Evening gown, I'd be outside in my pajamas. Like, what is that in your hand? Mark of the Outsider. Taking out the trash.
No. All right, so before we get out of here.
Got 3 minutes. Work it out quickly.
Former GameStop VP sentenced to 51 months in federal prison for
violence. I knew it.
Uh-huh. Former executive from GameStop's Texas division has been sentenced to 51 months in prison for embezzling $1.7 million from the company by setting up a shell company, according to an announcement by the U.S. Attorney's Office. Frank Christopher Olivera, the now former vice president of corporate communications and public affairs at GameStop Texas, was convicted this week. He set up a fake company called Cloud Communications, LLC, and a fake contact person within the company named Jennifer Miller. What's that name? Something familiar. Anyways, that fake company sent GameStop Texas invoices for services rendered, which never actually were rendered, which Olivera, in his position within GameStop, then directed to be paid. Olivera directed GameStop to send the payments from GameStop's offices in Grapevine to Cloud Communications, LLC in Las Vegas and Lake Tahoe, Nevada, and in Canada. In addition to creating a fictitious company, Olivera also created a fictitious person, Jennifer Miller, to serve as the point of contact at Cloud Communications. Upon receipt of payments from GameStop, Olivera would deposit the checks into a bank account held by Cloud Communications and then would transfer the fraudulently obtained funds into his personal bank account. So you didn't bounce them around enough. Haven't you watched these movies? You've got to bounce them to like 10 accounts before it gets back to you. Anyways, eventually, a little forensic accounting unraveled Olivera's little scheme. Olivera pleaded guilty to the charges last November and was sentenced last Thursday. In addition to the 51 months of jail time, the court has ordered Olivera to pay $134,651 in additional costs. Olivera has paid back the majority of the $1.7 million he stole from GameStop.
That's all he got?
That's all he got. Again, you did this wrong. If you're going to do this, do it right. You got to... How many movies are out there about this? You've got to send to like 10 different companies, and they have to bounce around the world.
Here's what I'm looking at. You did that for $1 million. I'm telling you, if I'm going to risk going to jail, it's not going to be for $1 million. You're going to be like, you're going to see me on the news. $80 million. $1 billion.
He paid it back. That means he had
$1.6 million already. So you had no reason to be
exactly.
You disgust me, Oliveira. You disgust me. Yeah. All right, guys. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. We will see you guys. Well, you know, we're all over the place. We're pretty much here all day. You know how to find us. GamingHS.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com. We're on Twitch. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. All over the place. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Love you.
Mwah, 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 mwah.